Hello, Texas America. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We would like to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that's going to be bringing Mark Gantos, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South in the days ahead. We're wrapping things up here with Willis Carto of both the Barnes Review and the American Free Press. Willis, I know you need to get back to publishing your newspaper. I'd like to keep you for another hour, but we agreed to two, so I need to let you go. But is there anything in closing that you'd like to mention?
I want to thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to your audience and to congratulate you for the work you're doing. And I appreciate everything that you're doing and that so many of your listeners are doing to bring the truth to the rest of the public.
Well, I would second that. When it comes to the American Free Press, I would say that Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper, both of whom work for your newspaper, have been absolutely instrumental in bringing me to all kinds of new places when it comes to historical information as well as political analysis. Mark Glenn, I think, is an absolute gem for your publication, and this USS Liberty series that he is working on, among other things, is an absolute eye-opener.
Well, it really is, because it vividly illustrates what we're up against as far as what is the real Israel, what is their policy, what are they after. And incidentally, the Liberty was struck in 1967, and it was a complete news blackout. And I must say that the first newspaper that had a story on it was 9 years later in 1976. And the name of that newspaper was the Spotlight. The Spotlight was published by Liberty Lobby, until agents of the Central Intelligence Agency, that's called the CIA, and crooked judges were able to put it out of business.
Yes, and I tell you, as we talk about this whole business of the way in which corporate powers work to put alternative media out of business, maybe in closing you can address something related to what has now come out about this collusion between Time Warner and the Postal Rate Commission in regard to upping your mailing rates and the mailing rates of other publications like AFP by upwards of about 30%.
That's a good point. Now, the last issue of the American Free Press, issue number 19, which is dated May the 7th, has that as a leading story, how the big media and the post office, Mr. Bush's post office, had made a secret deal designed to crush the independent media, giving favorable rates to the to these big corporations, and we know who controls these corporations and what their job is. Their job is to mislead the public, to give the public misleading information, or worse of all, to sit on important information and not say anything about it so as not to alarm the public.
What in closing, in terms, because I know you really need to get going and I don't want to be guilty of holding you for another hour, which I'd like to do if I thought I could get away with it, what do you think is the prognosis for a war with Iran? Percentage-wise, do you think it'll happen?
Oh, yes. I think that Bush's program to it, Israel wants it. And I think that I could be wrong, and frankly, I hope I'm wrong. But knowing the pressures that exist on the administration and how the administration always buckles under, I'd say it's about 10 to 1 in favor of it, in favor of
Willis
an American
Carto?
Attack.
Yes. God help us. Willis Carto, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on Mark Dankoff's America. People can subscribe to AFP by calling 1-888-699-NEWS. I'll be back with some callers. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We're back. This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest in the first 2 hours of the show is Willis Carto of the American Free Press and the Barnes Review. Mr. Carto agreed to be on for 2 hours because today is publishing day at AFP in Washington, so he was really stretching his schedule to come on this show even for 2 hours, and I really appreciate the fact that he was able to come on. You can find his website at williscarto.net, by the way, along with some files on Willis Carto that the Anti-Defamation League has published. And when you look at those files, I discovered my friend Hesham Talawi is also featured in the ADL files. When you get to know some of these people, meaning Mr. Carto and Dr. Talawi, find out what they're really like, you see a total disconnect between the reality of these men and what is said about them by the ADL. We need to keep that in mind as we see the Anti-Defamation League and fellow travelers doing more and more on a constant basis to discredit leading figures of the American populist anti-Zionist right, and also the attempts on the part of the corporate powers that be to shut down alternative media in whatever fashion they can do it. This is a very serious issue. You're going to see attempts of this type stepped up in days ahead. You'll see it with hate crimes legislation. You'll see it with the ongoing enforcement of the so-called Global Anti-Semitism Act of 2004. And I suspect when we attack Iran, if that's the way it plays out, and I certainly hope that that doesn't happen, but if it does, that there will be new and draconian police state measures at home, above and beyond what we've already seen with the USA Patriot Acts 1 and 2, that will pretty much drum the First Amendment out of existence if these folks have their way. So we'll have to keep an eye on all of these things in the days ahead. Mark in Wisconsin, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, Mark.
Great show, great show. I just wanted to mention some things about Auschwitz.
Sure.
Not too long ago, they took the plaque on the front gate, and it used to say 4 million souls died here. Now it says 1.5.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes, and there are pictures of that, too. And the other thing I wanted to mention is the crematoria in Auschwitz. They had two crematoria, and my understanding is they could incinerate one body at a time, and it would take 8 hours. Per body, so they could do three bodies a day, and each one, that's six bodies. Do the math. I mean, they would still be burning bodies today if there were 6 million killed there. And I wanted to mention the amenities at Auschwitz, too. They had a pool, they had a full dental staff, they had medical, and they even had a brothel where if people were behaving, they could take their camp script and go to the brothel.
Tremendous. Well, that's interesting. You know, all of this, of course, is news to me as I continue to hear more about this from callers and as I try to read more about these things. You know, I get into a feeling that when it comes to this whole issue of the Holocaust, and again, I am an absolute neophyte when it comes to doing the research on the numbers and what did or did not happen in these camps. Mr. Carto, of course, is one of the acknowledged experts in this field from the vantage point of revisionist history. I'd like to have him on again sometime to more specifically focus in on this whole business of the Holocaust and the historicity of it. You know, there is in the German language a distinction between Historie and Geschichte. Historie being the German word for history as it actually took place in time and space, and Geschichte is basically, if you want to put it this way, the mythological spins about history that oftentimes are introduced into the mix to confuse people. And maybe this German distinction linguistically between Historie and Geschichte needs to be kept in mind when it comes to this whole business, not only of Auschwitz, but of some of the other camps as well. What do you think?
I think you're right. I wanted to mention the two other things. The letters coming out of the camps by the prisoners have never been published. They won't allow any of them to be published, and that's because the letters coming out of the camps never talked about any horrible atrocities or even hinted at it, not even hinting at hard times. And the other thing I wanted to mention was the diary of Anne Frank. Apparently, it's in Israel right now. It's locked up. They won't let anybody see it. Certain portions of the diary of Anne Frank were written in ballpoint pen, and the ballpoint pen wasn't invented until years after this World War II incident. Apparently a man wrote that the diary of Anne Frank was a fraud, and he got sued in some country by the Zionists, and the judge found on the man's side who wrote about it being a fraud. And now the diary of Anne Frank has been whisked away to Israel.
Well, that's interesting. You know, when we get into these kinds of topics, and again, you know, I am simply not qualified at this particular point in my time on this show to give effective, accurate commentary on some of these very fine points that you make. But the thing that I think is important, Mark, well, several things are important in regard to what you're saying here, not the least of which is that it seems to me that when we look at history, and just think of well, three events come to mind just in illustrating my point. One is the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, and all of the things that we know about that attack today that are chronicled in Bob Stinnett's book, Day of Deceit, The Truth About FDR and Pearl Harbor. If you take Pearl Harbor, and then you take, of course, all of the things that we now know about the Kennedy assassination, and then the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty, just to name three, You know, using those three historical events as a microcosm, we can develop a very, very strong case for the fact that this German distinction between Historie and Geschichte very easily applies to all of these historical events that I've just mentioned. And if you fast forward to 9/11, it seems to me that we have to be willing to analyze and to evaluate effective revisionist arguments on 9/11 if there is corroborative evidence that's there. And, of course, with Stephen Jones and Morgan Reynolds and Paul Craig Roberts and Dr. Ron Larson and Austin and some of these other folks, there's plenty of reason to believe that there is a mythology about 9/11 that's now in the process of being picked apart. And then if you want to go back in reverse in the other direction in history, we come back to some of the things that you're talking about from the Second World War, or based upon these other historical events, we have to keep our minds open to reading the evidence and to evaluating the arguments and being prepared to let the chips fall where they may. And it sounds like that's exactly the process that you're going through in regard to some of these things that you've been researching.
That's right. That's right. I woke up and I found out that literally everything I learned in high school history was a complete lie and fraud. And I've actually read the Nuremberg transcripts from the witnesses. And here, let me just give you one example. One of the witnesses said that the Germans had a hammer machine powered by someone getting on a bicycle type machine and pedaling it, and this machine would bang Jews on top of the head. Now these are the kind of eyewitness testimony in the Nuremberg transcripts you can read about, and it's completely ludicrous. It's completely fraudulent. I believe Stanford's got the Nuremberg transcripts on file up on their website. So if anyone wants to have a look at those. And finally, I wanted to mention there's a great video out right now. It's called The Money Masters. It's on Google. It's the most comprehensive and complete history of the Federal Reserve and the Rothschilds ever made. In my opinion, I've seen many documentaries. This is the best documentary ever made. And you need to see this video to understand what's happening anywhere in the world right now. These people, their power comes from the Federal Reserve and central banking.
Yes, and as one who is not an economist, I'm certainly convinced of what responsible economists tell me in their articles, and that is that if you have the absolute power to expand and contract the money supply of a nation or nations, you can pretty much control their historical destinies.
That's right, that's right. And these men can print their own money. What could we do if we could print our own money? We would own all the media. We would own all the politicians. We would control just about everything. And these people have had this power since 1913 in this country, and they've come a very long way. Now, like I said, I'm begging people to watch this video. It's 3 hours and 15 minutes. There's many books on the subject, but in 3 hours and 15 minutes, you can get a clear and focused picture of what's going on right now. And it's called The Money Masters. It's on Google Video. And thank you, sir, for such a great show. I really do appreciate it.
Well, Mark, thank you for calling. And like all of my other callers, you've definitely stimulated my thinking today. And again, we get back to something that Francis Bacon said, lo, these many years ago, read not to take for granted, nor to contradict and to confute, but to weigh and consider. And I think as we read to weigh and consider and evaluate all of the evidence, this is an absolute absolutely essential thing in a free society and in a free republic, not to have other people telling us what to believe or what to interpret or who to accept and what not to accept, but to simply evaluate the evidence and the arguments for itself and to take it from there. And if more people were to do that, I would suggest that the powers that be in this country would eventually find themselves out of a job.
That's right. That's right. And thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Hey, God bless, Mark. Larry in Illinois, you're on the line for Mark Gankoff. Go ahead, Larry.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to chime in on this Auschwitz thing.
Sure. We're going to take a commercial break, Larry, but hold on and we'll get right back to you. This is Mark Gankoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Willis Carto of the Barnes Review and the American Free Press was my guest in the first 2 hours of the show. Now we're taking some callers. Be back. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesandMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
We're back. This is Mark Anthos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest in the first couple of hours of the show was Willis Carto, the founder of both the American Free Press and the Barnes Review. You can get the American Free Press, by the way, by calling 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. And there you can find all of the best journalism available in non-corporate media through the AFP. That involves Willis Carto, Mark Glenn, Michael Collins Piper, Mark Anderson, and a series of other really fine people that bring to the fore all of the things that you and I need to know when it comes to domestic policy, culture, and the foreign policy of this country. Also wanted to mention before we get back to our caller from Illinois that tomorrow begins a fundraising drive at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please support us to the extent that you possibly can. You can contact us at republicbroadcasting.org on the World Wide Web or give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org, or give us a buzz at 1-800-724-2719. Like AFP, the Republic Broadcasting Network depends on you. To the extent that the writers and broadcasters are able to continue to bring you the best in alternative news information, we can only do that with your help. This is a joint endeavor. We're all in this together, fighting for the same things in these very dark times in history. And again, to the extent that you can possibly help RBN, I really pray that you will do so. And tell your family and friends about it as well. Again, we're all in this thing together, and this is a time when we have to pull together because of the power and the financing of the forces that are aligned against us, and the fact that, frankly, domestically as well as in foreign policy, we have been on, at least in temporal terms, what would appear to be the losing side and the losing causes, the way things have transpired in these last 50 years. We know that God will eventually straighten that out. I do believe in the sovereignty of God, so I'd like to affirm that this morning. But in the meantime, he asks us to occupy till he returns. And in so occupying and in trying to be responsible stewards of what God has given us, I pray that you would support the Republic Broadcasting Network as we begin our fundraising drive tomorrow. That's at www.republicbroadcasting.org, or you can call the office again at 1-800-724-2719. Larry, go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to mention that I have a 20-year-old daughter who's in her last semester of college at Loyola University. So, in December, we shipped her off to Rome for the last semester to do her paper and stuff, so she's had a lot of extra time to travel around. One of the places her and her boyfriend went was Auschwitz. So, about a month and a half ago, she calls me up and she goes, "Dad, I got to tell you something." I go, "What?" She goes, "You were right. There was no way there were that many people killed in that place. It's just propaganda." So she described it to me. And one of the things that she said, and I've never, been there, is she said that they have, like, walls of pictures of people who died there. And she said that under the people who were Jewish, they have, Jewish. But all the other people, they have absolutely nothing. And it makes kind of a prejudicial statement there. So
yes.
I just wanted to share that with you, that eventually people wise up and they start to parse these things from what they can actually see. And
Well, again, I think it gets back, Larry, to this whole business of other events that have happened in history within the lifetimes of many of us that have enabled us to see that the stated agenda, in establishment spin on history, is not necessarily what has happened at all. And if people can bring themselves through reading and writing and research and interviewing. To see that this has happened in so many instances in both American history and in world history, if we can see this again with the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, the Kennedy assassination, the USS Liberty incident, and say 9/11, certainly this same openness to taking another historical look at events should also should be extrapolated to include what happened in Germany in World War II.
That's right. Well, the other thing that you need is you need to develop kind of a tough skin if you talk about the actual historical, what actually happened to other people, because people will be very fast to call you anti-Semitic or prejudiced or things that just aren't true, and they have been fed a whole lot of lies, and they believe those lies. It's just like I'm a chiropractor, and if I tell my mother or my aunts or uncles when they're sick that they should take certain vitamins, they just dismiss it. They go, "No, that doesn't make any sense. I'll take my medicine."
And yes,
they've been indoctrinated into that.
Yes, but I think you're correct. We also have to have the willingness and the ability to sometimes to accept things that are very hurtful and discouraging in order to continue on with the larger cause. We'll be back on Mark Dankos America on RBN. We'll talk to Larry and also to another caller. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back. This is Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Willis Carto of the American Free Press and the Barnes Review is our guest in the first 2 hours of the show. We've now been dealing with some callers. I just wanted to get back to Larry of Illinois just for a second before I take another caller. Larry, you were speaking about this whole business of being willing to endure some slings and arrows that are hurtful. I think that most normal people, most decent people do not want to be accused of being an anti-Semite, properly defined, and I emphasize properly defined. Mm-hmm. None of us presumably would want to be perceived as a racist, a true racist. None of us want to be perceived as a purveyor of hate. I mean, that's normal people don't like to be perceived that way. I don't like to be perceived that way. And yet I think that the tactic, certainly of the Israeli lobby And you see it with the Anti-Defamation League. You see it with the, you know, the American Jewish Congress and with other groups like this, is simply to take anyone who disagrees with Israel and disagrees with the Jewish lobby on anything, I mean anything, and cast them in those terms. It's been a very, very effective strategy in the past. It's hurt a lot of people. And yet, nonetheless, I find myself wondering if eventually that strategy is going to backfire.
Well, I think if they send nuclear weapons and bomb Iran, and it causes the type of mayhem it would obviously cause, I think people will have a reality check on a lot of this stuff, and especially if they start to draft girls, because I don't think the young women will put up with it. I wanted to mention on the American Free Press.
Yes.
I subscribe to that. And I did so because I enjoy your show a lot, and I enjoy Michael Collins Piper. But I don't like getting my name on lists. So what I did was, you know, I'm in like a medical office. So
uh-huh.
I just wrote lobby copy and sent them a cashier's check with the
there
proper address. So that
sure.
way it spares me the anxiety of having, you know, my name on a list, and I still get to see the newspaper and support it.
Yes, well, that's an excellent idea for other listeners who have similar concerns. That's a perfect and legitimate way around that quandary, and I think it's a great suggestion.
Yeah, and there's only three of us in my building anyway, so we have, you know how the mail all comes in a big group. So anyway, that's how I dealt with that, and I just want to, you know, ring in with how much I appreciate your show. I listen 9 mornings out of 10.
And, well, thank you very much, Larry.
I want to call in, but I go, no, once a month is enough. So,
yeah. Well, you're up there in Waukegan, aren't you?
By Waukegan, yeah.
Yeah, by Waukegan. I think I've mentioned to you, I went to seminary in Deerfield, which
mm-hmm.
is another one of the North Shore suburbs up there. And that whole area of Chicago and the greater Chicago area is very, very near to my heart. I miss it a lot.
Well, it's a nice area, but I just wanted to mention that I really appreciate your show, and I want to let you get the next guy on.
Very good, Larry. Hey, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you again. God bless. Wesley in Idaho, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Mark.
Hi.
First time listener. I'm glad to hear Willis Cartel on the radio. I hear you had prior one of his books, Profiles in Populism, or I should say Populism versus Plutocracy, is one of my most treasured books. His glossary in the back defines things properly, that capitalism is not free enterprise. There is a distinction. You're looking for materials on study of the Holocaust. One of the best things is the Barnes Review, January, February 01. That's one of the best things to get your hands on.
Thank you. I'll have to get back to that, because I just started subscribing to the Barnes Review as of this last issue. So this is early in 2001, you say?
January, February 01.
Okay.
And I'm sure they are doing reprints. That's one of their most popular issues. They've done thousands. Online, you should go and watch Judea Declares War on Germany. That's Professor Tobin. That's one of the best things to possibly watch. It brought some new information to me about the subject. The concentration camps in World War II, the Germans actually had libraries, post offices, hospitals, little plots of land for the inmates, for gardens. They have just been so extreme, so absurd. Relating the story of the Holocaust, I think everything falls into place when you understand the media hype behind this story. The last two issues of the Idaho Observer, I put in a couple of letters on this issue that I put in a lot of information that I don't hear on this subject. For instance, a Charles Larson was a pathologist with the Judge Advocate General's office, and he performed thousands of autopsies on the corpses in the concentration camps after the war, and he said that not one case of death by poisonous gas was found. Major Miller of the Allied Military Police Headquarters in Vienna signed an order on October 1st, 1948, declaring that since the Allied Commissions of Inquiry had established that not one person, not one, in the 12 German camps, German concentration camps, was killed by poisonous gas, that any former inmate maintaining otherwise was to be arrested and charged with perjury. Can you believe that? I mean, we have gone so far from this truth. He went on to say, this memo order also stated that all the confessions of gassings at the camps used at the Nuremberg war trials were gained by way of torture. They actually executed a couple of commandants at a couple of the concentration camps for mistreating the prisoners. The Nazi command was ordered, they ordered the commandants at the concentration camps to keep those inmates healthy because they were a source of labor. And they investigated and found a couple of commandants at the concentration camps that were mistreating the prisoners, and the SS actually tried them and executed them. I'm suffering from a disease, but I will conclude there. I think. No, I won't. Here's some more. Martin Luther of the Reformation, 500 years ago, wrote a book called "The Jews and Their Lies." I mean, how many people know that? I mean, he must have been the one of the greatest anti-Semites with a book like that. No, blaming this 9/11 on the Muslim people is a blood libel, and just as blaming the Muslim people for the cause of the 9/11 is a blood libel, so is blaming the German people for the death of 6 million Jews also a blood libel upon them. But,
well, I also think that the that maybe the most significant thing about this whole Holocaust issue is the way in which it has been utilized politically as a diversionary tactic. I think in one sense of the word, it's very clear that it has diverted people's attention from the whole question of how many Jewish Bolsheviks killed how many Christians in Russia between 1910 and 1940. And the last figure I saw on that quite recently was a figure of upwards of 65 million. And, of course, this is something that is never mentioned in corporate media or in the American educational or governmental circles for all of the obvious reasons. And it seems to me that this whole question of the Jewish role in the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia plays a very, very powerful historical context in which we need to see many of the events that took place in the Second World War. And yet, as Joe Soperin has pointed out, that context is virtually never talked about in regard to any consideration of the events of the last 50 or 60 years. The other clear diversion, it seems to me, is when this Holocaust orthodoxy is used as a means of diverting people's attention from what has been happening to the Palestinians since 1947 or 48, when you have a very clear case of ethnic cleansing and genocide that's involved there. Oh, okay. So that would basically be my take on the whole situation. You look at diversionary tactics, and whether we're looking at the diversion from the truth of Jewish Bolshevism on the one hand, or looking at the diversion away from what Israel has wrought at the hands of the Palestinians since 1946 or 7, that it becomes very, very clear that this is the context in which Holocaust orthodoxy, I think, needs to be evaluated. And keep in mind something, of course, we've already talked about on the show, and it's this. If we can point to a series of events in history, and all of us can, where there is good, sound, historical revisionism taking place on those events and personages. Tom DiLorenzo's book on Abraham Lincoln comes to mind in terms of giving us a completely different perspective on Lincoln than what you're going to find in the average American junior high school or high school history textbook. We certainly now understand the context of the sinking of the USS Maine in the beginning of the Spanish-American War in a way that we would not have had we been relying upon high school history textbooks to help us with that. Certainly we're coming to grips with this as far as a lot of the different events of the First and Second World Wars are concerned, and certainly as that relates to FDR's role in what happened at Pearl Harbor. We can fast forward to the Kennedy assassination and the USS Liberty tragedy, and now, of course, 9/11, and see that there's a lot of compelling evidence out there that does not fit the official orthodox line on any of these subjects. And again, we're back full circle to what we talked about in an earlier segment on the show, and that is the dictum of Francis Bacon, that we should not read to take for granted, nor to contradict and to confute, but to weigh and consider. And all of the things that we read, we must weigh and consider. Speaking of reading, by the way, I was mentioning yesterday that I've been working my way through a series of books that I hope will expand my own knowledge in coming days, and I'm confident will, as a matter of fact, expand my knowledge. Kevin MacDonald's book, The Culture of Critique, is definitely one that I would recommend to you in regard to understanding the wider context of Jewish culture, especially in the United States. Mark Glenn has been gracious enough to send me a copy of his book, No Beauty in the Beast, Israel Without Her Mascara. This book is absolutely essential reading, I think. And we're going to talk to Mark a little bit tomorrow about his book, because he's going to be on this show in the last hour of Mark Dankoff's America. This is a 300-page volume, by the way. And then towards the end of the book, Mark has a very, very helpful list of recommended reading so we can continue with this process of learning on an ongoing basis. And as you look at these books and at Mark's website, Crescent and Cross, it becomes very clear that there is a great divergence from what we have been told about these events, what has been reinforced in our lives throughout the participation of many of us in the state educational system. I have had some years of public school, have had some other years in the past in private and parochial school education, and the interesting thing is that in both instances, the type of information that we routinely talk about on this show and that is routinely covered by other hosts on RBN and that is talked about in the American Free Press involves things that were never discussed or examined at all in any of the classes that I was taking up to and including college and graduate school. And I went to very well-known schools, by the way. If you go back and look at my biography, I went to places that you would recognize, and yet in those places we did not discuss these matters. It was never brought up, never considered as an issue. I was never exposed to some of the best writing and historical research that's available when it comes to some of these topics. That is an indictment, I believe, of the American educational process and involves what I think is an incipient Orwellianism that has engulfed our educational system, that's engulfed us in regard to what we see in corporate news media, and that continues to affect the thinking of thousands upon millions of people. Maybe you've had this experience recently or in the past, I know that I have, where I come across something that is written by Mark Glenn or Michael Collins Piper or Willis Carto or something that comes out of Dr. E. Michael Jones' Culture Wars, and it may be a very compelling article with all of the footnoting in the world, and with a very, very strong argumentation behind it for the thesis that is being laid before the reader. And when I've put this sort of thing in front of certain people for their consideration, sometimes it is rejected on a carte blanche basis without the prospective reader even giving it a chance, without reading the information, letting the source speak for himself or herself, weighing the arguments very carefully, as Francis Bacon would tell us to do. That's a very dangerous trend in our society, and it's one that I think has been accentuated by what has happened with electronic media in my lifetime, where people, even when they watch sports shows, are getting certain levels of political correctness that are even being conveyed on ESPN 1 and 2. The political correctness, of course, extends to even the advertising industry in regard to trying to get you to buy certain products. We see it in every phase of our lives. And one of the things that we need to step back from and to take another look at is who and what is behind this and what are the implications of it in regard to our survivability as a free republic. I suggest that the hour is very, very late. And I think the lateness of the hour is a theme that comes up constantly in conversations that I've had with Willis Carto and Mark Lynn and Michael Collins Piper. There isn't that much longer a period of time in history, the way it looks. And what are our responsibilities in that context before the end of time? This is Mark Gankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Willis Carto was our guest for the first 2 hours of the show. I'll be back. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. The state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
back. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Willis Carto of the American Free Press and the Barnes Review is with us in the first 2 hours of the show. If you would like to subscribe to AFP, you can do so at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. And avail yourself of the best in alternative journalism that's out there. Willis Carto, Michael Collins Piper, Mark Glenn, Chris Petherick, the whole crew at AFP continues to put out a very, very fine product, which I rely upon on a weekly basis. Also wanted to mention once again that tomorrow is a special day at RBN for a couple of reasons. One, my friend Mark Glenn will be with us, as usual, on Friday. He will be with us in the last hour of the show. We're going to talk a little bit about his book, No Beauty in the Beast, Israel Without Her Mascara. Talk about some other things that Mark has going, both with Crescent and Cross and with the American Free Press, as well as doing news analysis tomorrow between 9 and 10 a.m. Central Time. Also, I've been asked to mention once again that the Republic Broadcasting Network has a major fundraising drive that begins on the air tomorrow. You can help us by going to www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. And our physical address, if you would like to mail a gift to the Republic Broadcasting Network, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays. Just like Willie Mays, the baseball player, M-A-Y-S, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That, again, is the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or, again, you can contact us online at www.republicbroadcasting.org or at 1-800-724-2719. You know, in looking through Mark Glenn's book, which we're going to chat with Mark about that tomorrow from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Time, he's got a very, very interesting list of recommended reading. We're going to cover this again tomorrow, but he recommends Professor Israel Shahak's book, Jewish History, Jewish Religion. He recommends Andrew and Leslie Cockburn's book, Dangerous Liaison, The Inside Story of the U.S.-Israeli Covert Relationship. Michael Hoffman II's book, Judaism's Strange Gods, is mentioned. Paul Findlay's They Dare to Speak Out. Victor Ostrovsky's The Other Side of Deception. Michael Collins Piper's Final Judgment. Ted Pike's Israel, Our Duty, Our Dilemma. John Williams, John A. Williams's Islam. Yossi Halevi's book, Memoirs of a Jewish Extremist. Paul Findlay has another book entitled Deliberate Deceptions, Facing the Facts About the U.S.-Israeli Relationship. Douglas Reed's Controversy of Zion is listed by Mark Glenn, as is Gordon Thomas's book, Gideon Spies, Secret History of the Mossad. Tomorrow we'll take a look at some of the other books on this list, along with conversation at 9 to 10 a.m. Central regarding his new book, No Beauty in the Beast, Israel Without Her Mascara. This is Mark Gantos, signing off from San Antonio, Texas, live with the Public Broadcasting Network. See you tomorrow, and don't remember that. And very surely remember that tomorrow is our online fundraising campaign and on-air fundraiser, which begins tomorrow at www.republicbroadcasting.org at 1-800-724-2719, or you can mail something in at 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I'll be back tomorrow with Mark Lent, the American Free Press.